thing we were looking for. So a lot of folks say, you know, too much violence on television and the radio. We've answered it with violins instead. We have violin players all this hour, and I think you'll enjoy it. First, you're going to hear from three teens learning at the Center for Young Musicians, an 8th, 9th, and 12th grader. And then coming up in our next half hour, you're going to hear from some younger kids. I know we have an 8, 10, and 11-year-old with us. We might have a 7-year-old with us, too. These musicians from the studio of Lucy Tedesco. And you'll get a chance to meet them just after 10:30. But right now, first you'll hear a song done as a trio by Meredith Hudock and Haley Raphael and Anthony Chico. And then you'll hear one done by each of them individually. You'll get a chance to hear from them and about their studies, too, and what drives them to continue studying and practicing their violin playing. But right now, we'll hear their ensemble piece, which is called Serenade by Helmsberger. Thank you.
beautifully done. That's the Center for Young Musicians. Three violinists playing together. The pizzicato is just so nice to listen to. Meredith Hudock, Haley Raphael, and Anthony Chico, 12th, 8th, and 9th grade, respectively. And now somebody is going to do a solo song. Each of them has a solo number. And I can tell by the rotation that's occurring, as if we were playing volleyball. The two players have moved to one side, and Anthony has moved to the middle. Anthony, we'll talk about this song after you play it and with you a little bit. But now take a listen to North Allegheny High School's Anthony Chico. That was really absolutely beautiful. Come on over, Anthony, so we can talk with you right here is fine. And our next player will get ready as we get ready to talk to Anthony Chico, who's in ninth grade at North Allegheny High School in McCandless. One thing that really impressed me watching you just now was how fluidly you play, your motions. It was a complicated song, but every you seem to be moving in waves rather than in discrete pieces. And I don't know if that's something you really have to work on as you play or not. I'm not a violinist, so I have no idea. Is it something that's important as you play to sort of keep everything fluid and in one motion?
Yes, you have to be having fun with the music, and you have to, more importantly, feel the music.
What got you interested in music to begin with?
Well, when I was around 2.5 years old, I told my mom that I wanted to play violin, and ever since then I've been playing.
Wow, do you remember that?
Vaguely, but I do.
And so you are how old now?
I am 14 years old.
Gosh, so you've been playing for about a dozen years. You mentioned feeling the music. Can you explain that a little more?
Feeling the music. It's knowing how to project the music and putting your own originality into the music.
So each person playing that same piece might feel it a little differently than you do, so it's going to sound a little different, even if the notes are more or less exactly the same, I guess.
Yes, it's how you interpret the music.
Are there other forms or styles of music that you like?
Yes, there's different types that I like to play. I usually play Baroque pieces, but here and there I play some fiddle. So that's very fun.
And what was the piece you just played, by the way?
The piece I just played was Minuet by Mozart.
And is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge? Who did you bring anybody with you today?
Well, my mom's here with me right now. And I'd like to also say hi to all the Boy Scouts in Troop 335 and everybody at my church and at the Center for Young Musicians and North Allegheny High School.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us. Who do you think's going to play next?
I think Haley will.
Do you want to introduce her? And if you happen to know what she's going to play, you can introduce that too. If you don't, we'll have her mention it afterwards.
Okay, this is Haley Raphael, and she's going to be playing the gigue.
Absolutely terrific. That's Haley Raphael, who is in eighth grade. Haley, you can just come up to this mic if it's easier. That way we don't have to have Anthony move somewhere else. I'm going to ask. Actually, I'll do it there. Just pull that up a little bit closer to you. Haley Raphael is in eighth grade at Shadyside Academy in Fox Chapel. So you're 13.
Yep.
And how long have you played?
Since I was 3.
So we have a 2.5 and a 3-year-old player. So, do you remember playing as a toddler?
Oh, yeah.
What can you remember from that?
Oh, gosh. All the little games that we would play to teach me little technique.
Tell me about one of those. What do you do?
Well, on the stick of the bow, I would use my fingers and we'd play this game and I'd pretend to be a spider and I would crawl my fingers up the bow and back down the bow.
That's kind of neat. You know, I forgot to ask Anthony if you've thought about what you might want to do after high school. It's a little early yet for you, but have you thought about careers or, you know, what you might want to do?
Definitely. It's something that I need to start looking at, but I want to go into music in some sort of field, whether it's producing or even performing my violin or music education, somewhere in those fields, and maybe do a double major and get a science degree as well.
A lot of people do that. There seems to be a lot of synergy between science and music. And I wanted to ask you the same question as well, if you've got a sense of that yet, Haley. I mean, it's eighth grade, so it's not like you're supposed to declare yet or anything. But
well, I'm actually pretty torn between dancing in a ballet company, hopefully, possibly, or going into the medical field.
Oh, interesting. So violin, while something you're passionate about, you're not necessarily thinking of a career.
Yeah, it's very stress relieving. after like all of my homework and stuff, it's just really good to like just, as Anthony said, like feel the music and just, it's fun and it's great and I love it. So,
is there anybody you'd like to say hello to, such as whoever brought you here or anybody who might be listening at home?
Well, my dad and my sister are here today and I'm going to say hi to them. And then all my family and friends who are listening right now.
Great. And what's your sister's name?
Heather.
She's staring very intently through the class, watching you. Would you like to introduce our next performer, who is Meredith, right?
Yeah. This is Meredith Hulock, and she's going to be playing a fiddle song that she wrote herself.
Here's Meredith. Was really nice. Come on over so we can chat with you. You could scoot down a little bit, maybe move your chair down, and there's a chair right next to you. Three chairs, no waiting. Kind of like a good barber shop. That was great. Meredith, you're homeschooled and you live in Hampton, is that
yes,
right? And this is your senior year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are there homeschool proms?
No.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, no, there aren't, unfortunately.
Do you have plans for after high school?
Yes, I do. I'm going into college for music performance, and I've grown up with music all my life, so I thought, why not make a career out of it?
That was a great piece.
Thank you.
How have you written it down, or is it all in your head?
Yes, and I've written it down. It's a messy copy, but there's a story behind it that my cousin just recently died of cancer, and when she went into hospice care, I wanted to give her something. She was a phenomenal dancer, and she had a great career of it, and she's given me all this advice and everything, and I just wanted to give her something, and this was the first time I've ever composed a piece, ever. And so I thought, well, why not write a piece for her? And this song came to me. And so I played it for her when she was in hospice care, and she told me that if she came out of this alive, she wanted to hear it again, and if she didn't, she wanted me to play it for her memorial service. So at her memorial service, I threw tears, and I played it for her and once more.
I'm honored that you shared it with us. What's her name?
Christy. The piece is called Christy's Dance.
And how old was she when she passed away?
She was pretty young. I think she was in her 40s.
Young. And,
yes.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Would you like to say hello or acknowledge anybody who is here with you or who might be listening at home?
I know that my parents are listening at home with my cat, Reed, so I want to say hi to everybody there.
I have a song for your cat coming up.
Oh, really?
I do.
Awesome.
We must have had a little ESP. I have two cats, you have one, and I have a song about three cats coming
Aww.
Up. So, did you guys have any pets? Any pets for, we'll check with, just to be sure, with Anthony and with Meredith.
If I could handle having a dog, I totally would, but
I meant Haley,
that
I'm sorry.
Happen anytime soon.
No, you're Meredith, yes, you're Haley. Right. It gets hard. Anthony's easy, there's just one guy. Do you have any animals?
Yes, I have two cats.
Okay, I don't have a song about five cats, so these cats are going to, we're going to have to make these cats, we'll pretend it's about five cats. I do have one about two cats. And one about three cats. We could play them at the same time.
I bet that would work out well.
So there's Reed, and what are your cats' names?
Coco and Ginger.
Okay, and I have Gracie and Mimsy. How nice. And what would your dog's name be if you had one, do you think?
That would be one big fight between family members, let me tell you.
I did want to ask you a couple more questions, Meredith. When did you start playing?
I started at 3.5 years old, and there's another story behind that. When I went to Center for Young Musicians to sign up for an instrument, my mom was going to sign me up for piano. But there was a glass case in the lobby area, and there was a tiny violin in the showcase. And I walked over there and pointed to it and got my mom's attention, and I told her, or I didn't tell her, but I just pointed to it, and she knew that I wanted to do violin, so I've done that all my life.
Isn't that something? If it hadn't been for that little case containing that little violin, you might be walking around with a piano on your shoulder instead of a violin.
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, and you mentioned music school. Do you know which school? Or are you still? A lot of acceptances are starting to come in April,
right.
I would imagine. So are you sort of waiting to
see what? I'm waiting. I'll know by the middle of March. So I'm crossing my fingers, and hopefully I can go to the school that I want to do.
And do you want to mention what your top couple choices would be or what you hope for?
Probably my top choice would be Baldwin Wallace College in Ohio and Slippery Rock University, and maybe Shenandoah.
Interesting, because we were talking with some kids from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, mm-hmm. and Slippery Rock came up as well as Shenandoah. And I've heard great things about Baldwin Wallace lately, although it's a tiny school. I've really been hearing there's a pocket of Pittsburghers that I think are discovering that school, so it's kind of neat. Anybody forget to say anything they meant to say? Thank you, all three of you, for being here. You sounded terrific. And you can learn more about the Center for Young Musicians. And the case, is that little violin still in the case, do you think?
I don't think so.
You can go to their website at youngmusicians.org. Thanks for being here.